Today's security briefing covers developments from Tuesday, September 17, 2025, reviewing six key articles from 800 to 1900 hours. Threat intelligence. Muddy Water Threat Group continues to expand its infrastructure and malware ecosystem, though specific operational details remain limited due to access restrictions on the primary research. Meanwhile, a sophisticated NPM supply chain attack has successfully compromised multiple high-profile packages, including Arcitral, Dark Tiny Color, and several CrowdStrike-branded packages, deploying credential-stealing malware that targets private repositories and AWS credentials. The attack affects packages with over 2 billion weekly downloads combined, demonstrating the continued effectiveness of maintainer-targeted phishing campaigns despite widespread awareness of these tactics. Vulnerabilities. A critical new vulnerability, designated CVE-2025-4300, dubbed VMScape, exposes fundamental flaws in branch predictor isolation across cloud virtualization platforms. The vulnerability affects all AMD Zen processors, including the latest Zen 5 architecture, allowing malicious KVM guests to extract sensitive data, such as encryption keys, from hypervisors like QEMU through Spectre branch target injection attacks. Intel's recent processors show better isolation, but gaps still exist, highlighting systemic weaknesses in current virtualization security models. Tools. Two significant analytical tools have emerged from the research community. Yasa Engine represents a new open-source static analysis framework featuring a unified intermediate representation called UAST that enables cross-language program analysis with built-in taint analysis capabilities for vulnerability detection. Additionally, researchers have published new game-theoretic models for planning cyber deception strategies against advanced persistent threat actors, demonstrating up to 40% improvement in defensive effectiveness through strategically timed deception techniques that exploit cognitive biases in attacker decision-making. A comprehensive technical analysis of DCOM protocols has also been released, providing detailed network exchange documentation aimed at facilitating future vulnerability research in Windows Component Object Model implementations.